Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Well, I live in 62704, but somebody went to my bank account and ordered something from your place that I didn't order.
And that was 62704.
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Oh, my name is Shirley Latin, but I don't know on, what's this, 425. Somebody ordered something for 8863 from my bank.
Okay, just one moment.
This is small.
I'm still here. Just one moment. And I'm still here. Just one moment. Can you spell your first name?
I mean, why is it my name? You don't see if I ordered it?
Well, I'm just trying to see if I'm able to pull up an account for you.
Okay, Shirley, Shirley, Latin, Latin.
And that was 62704.
Correct.
Okay, I did locate that account. Will you verify your shipping address for me?
318 South Walnut, apartment 2.
Okay, I see here you have, let's see.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just bear with me. Okay, see here you have the Avalere Facial Moisturizer.
The who?
It's a facial moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's showing the charge that you did. The charge that we did try to bill you, it was declined. It did not go through. The reason why we did try to bill you is because when you very first placed the order, the terms and conditions stated that you had within 14 days to cancel. And by you not calling in within those 14 days, you was automatically enrolled in auto.
Well, I didn't. Where was it at that you had to have 14 days? I didn't see that.
Correct. You didn't call in within the 14 days to cancel. So you was automatically enrolled in auto ship and auto pay.
So this is Smarter Life Health?
Okay, so you're being billed. The name of our company is Avalere. The charge that we did bill you was $6.70.
Yes. So where did $88 come from? $88 come from?
Well, we did try to bill you $92.90. That's the only amount that we did try to bill. But it was declined and didn't go through.
Well, if I didn't count, I didn't get nothing else for it. For the $90-some for that little bottle.
That's the original amount of the product that you already have.
That's not fair. I want my money back. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Because my bank told me to call the Better Business Bureau. That is not fair for you to take $80-some for a little $4 sample. Can I talk to your supervisor?
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so this is staying on the recorded line that you have already disputed. The only thing that I am able to do is cancel out your account and provide you with a confirmation number.
I don't want no confirmation. I want from saying that I will get my money back.
Okay, well, the charge that we did try to bill you, the $92.90, it was declined. It didn't go through. We only billed you the $6.70, but you'll have to give us a call back with your bank on the line so they can verify that the dispute did not go through, or if they're willing to drop the dispute to verify that.
They're willing to do what?
If your bank is willing to drop the dispute or can verify that a dispute did not go through, then we will be able to start a refund process. But the only thing that I am able to do now is cancel.
Well, we will call you back.
Okay, and I've canceled out your account, and I have confirmation.
Pardon me?
I have canceled your account. And I have a confirmation number for you to write down.
I don't need no confirmation. I just need my money back.
Okay, well, just give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way they can verify that that dispute did not go through. Or if they're willing to drop that dispute.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.